hit by Ronnie Aldridge, I Got a Name, Jim Croce tune. Jerry Vale before that with Old Cape Cod, David Seville with Armin's Theme, that was from 1956, and you know David Seville's real name was Russ Bagdasarian. Yeah. Brass Ring before that with Amy's Theme, Acker Bilk with Touch Me in the Morning, and the 101 string started that set with Tapestry. And since we're running low on time in the first hour, here is Percy Faith, and a Lover's Concerto on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Yeah. Did you learn to play this on the piano? Steve Allen takes us up to the top of the hour with the Gravy Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
How many times can a man turn his head? and pretend that he just doesn't see. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Peter, Paul, and Mary on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Bob Dylan classic, Blowin' in the Wind. Before that, Jeff Love and his orchestra with a theme from We'll Meet Again. You're listening to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for this week, either on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT in Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you. And now on these dates in history. Beginning with November 17th, 1913, the first ship sailed through the Panama Canal. November 17th, 2003, that seems like recent history, at just 21 years old, Britney Spears becomes the youngest singer to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How about that? Wow. November 18th, 1626, St. Peter's Basilica was consecrated. It replaced the original basilica on the same site and became the largest Christian basilica in the world. November 18th, 1928, Disney's Steamboat Willie, actually, premiered, and thusly Mickey Mouse was born, in quotes. November 19th, 1493, on his second voyage to the New World, so to speak, Christopher Columbus discovered Puerto Rico. Well, okay. November 19th, 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address. November 20th, 1959, Ford quit making the unpopular Edsel, and they still make fun of it now. November 20th, 1995, in a television interview, Princess Diana admits she cheated on Prince Charles. November 21st, 1794, Honolulu Harbor is discovered. November 21st, 1931, the horror film Frankenstein is released. Remember, that's the doctor. November 22nd, 1927, the first snowmobile patent is issued to Carl Eliason of Saner, Wisconsin. November 22nd, 1959, President John F. Kennedy. Actually, this was 1963, people. Get with it. President John F. Kennedy, the youngest person to become a U.S. president, is assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Why it says 1959, I don't know. November 23rd, 1889, the revolutionary jukebox is first displayed, becoming an instant success. Thusly, why it's National Jukebox Day. November 23rd, 1897, J.L. Love is issued a patent for the pencil sharpener. And November 23rd, 1909, the Wright brothers form a corporation to manufacture airplanes. That's on these dates in history. Here's Pat Valentino and Orinoco Flow. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ed Weigel, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Ronnie Aldridge there and All Those Years Ago. That was a George Harrison tune, I do believe. Ramon Lefevre and Here Comes the Sun, John Fox. Tonight I celebrate my love, Paul Marriott, with a man and a woman. Don't know who they were, but one was a man, one was a woman. And Pat Valentino with Orinoco Flow, done by Enya originally. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Australia. A professional surfer there practiced her craft at a Hawaii beach and managed to catch a wave measuring a record-breaking 43.6 feet tall. Laura Enever, age 31, paddled in and rode the massive wave on the outer reef of Oahu, and the measurements of the wave were later confirmed by the World Surf League. I'd like to know how they measure them, but anyhow, the wave's size earned her the Guinness World Record title for the largest wave surfed paddle in, for a female. I think I read that right. She broke the record set by Brazilian surfer Andrea Moller, who caught a 42-foot wave at the infamous break known as Jaws in Maui, Hawaii in 2016. So there you go. That's a pretty pretty interesting fact, actually, because it's a natural occurrence. A New Jersey man preparing to sell his pickup truck shared security camera footage of the moment its value was reduced by $1,000 by an airborne deer just as the buyer was arriving to pick it up. Jay Vaughn shared security camera footage from his Mays Landing home showing a buck soaring through the air and making a not-so-graceful landing on the bed of his 2007 Chevy Silverado truck. The footage shows the deer scrambling away after the crash landing, apparently uninjured. Vaughn said the deer impact came just as another man was arriving to buy the truck. He said he ended up knocking $1,000 off the price because the deer dented the side of the truck. Nice going. Very convenient. Couldn't imagine. Wouldn't want to imagine it either. And finally, a Massachusetts man took to the Connecticut River in a hollowed-out giant pumpkin in an attempt to break a world record for paddling. David Rothstein of Florence carved his 1,024-pound pumpkin into a makeshift boat and paddled from Deerfield to Holyoke in a distance of more than 40 miles in an attempt to break the record for the longest journey by pumpkin boat paddling. The record currently held by Nebraska man Dwayne Hansen, who paddled 37.5 miles in his pumpkin boat last year. Steve Cuny of Lebanon, Missouri, took a 38.4-mile paddling journey in his own pumpkin boat last month, but the attempt has yet to be certified by the Guinness World Record people. I want to know why they're paddling in a pumpkin boat. Didn't Peter Pumpkin Eater actually live in his pumpkin? Or did he put his mother there or something like that? I don't know. Whatever. Here's Lex de Acevedo, You Are So Beautiful. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy, the home of beautiful music.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Recorded in 1955, that was Frank Sinatra with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra there and Learning the Blues. That was actually a cover version. It was originally recorded by a Philadelphia singer named Joe Valino, along with the Gene Kutch Orchestra. But Frank Sinatra actually recorded it twice. He recorded it again in 1962 with Count Basie and his orchestra. Pretty interesting, huh? Before that, Caravelli with "The Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head" and Lex de Azevedo with "You Are So Beautiful." Here's Peter Appleyard and Wichita Lineman on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Frank Jaxfield. I'll Never Fall in Love Again. What was before that? The computer seems to be a little screwed up here. Okay. The Association with Never, My Love. John Gregory with Fly Away. Tony Mottola, Watching Scotty Grow. Ronnie Aldridge in there with the theme from The Greatest American Hero. And Peter Appleyard with Wichita Lineman. Good music there. Next week, we will start sprinkling in some holiday tunes, some Christmas tunes, if you will. Very few to begin with, and then we'll build it from there up to our Christmas festival come Christmas weekend or whenever it falls. I can't recall offhand, don't have a calendar in front of me. But given that it's already time to do this again, and we normally don't play these little quirky tunes during this time of year, I better play the following because this may be the last time you hear it until 2024.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Again.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
It's always a great idea, absolutely. Here's James Last with Music from Across the Way. We've reached the end of another program of smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-26.
WRCT is the best place for thee. Send the music out your hair for the hours every day. WRCT Pittsburgh Shop, 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 Shop.
Recording is like picture for the ears. Understand?
Yeah. So, sometimes anything from America is very strange.
Anything from America?
Very strange.
Very strange?
Yeah.
Why? To you?
Yes, for me.
Yeah? Different?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.